You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Power of Humility, Living Like Jesus, by R.T. Kendall. This book is read by Sean Grindell. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Charisma, originally published in English, as The Power of Humility, Living Like Jesus. Copyright 2011 by R.T. Kendall. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Forward. Even the humblest of us is not exempt from pride. I am not sure it is possible to walk in genuine humility without first looking pride in the eyes and confronting it in every one of its forms, both those that are hidden and those that are more obvious. The result is that none of us are completely free of pride, and even when we think we have overcome it, it seems to rear its ugly head over and over again. Fighting pride is a constant battle. Over the years, I've noticed that those who refuse to admit to having pride are often the very ones who fall because of it. God will always resist the proud and give grace to the humble, no matter how gifted or not gifted those people may be. I've read many books in my life. Some have moved me with compassion. Some have helped me with problems I faced. And others have taught and matured me. However, few have challenged me like R.T. Kendall's The Power of Humility. R.T. attacks the issue of pride with such a surgical precision that you will be hard-pressed not to see yourself within these pages. For those who are deeply serious about having a devout life with God, it is required reading. There is no one who should not read this book. Pride reveals itself in our lives in a variety of ways. And in this book, R.T. exposes its numerous spiritual mechanisms and subtleties. It is hard to pick out one specific manner in which pride attacks, and perhaps we are not supposed to, for it may be that as we focus on one issue, another surfaces behind us. But if I had to pick out one of the key points R.T. makes in this book, it would be that pride is a lack of the fear of God. I have agreed with that observation for a long time. Pride, in its simplest form, boils down to a lack of the fear of God. When our view of ourselves becomes so lofty that we feel we no longer need God's hand to bring about our destinies, we have lost the fear of God. When we think God does not care about our sins because we are successful and have influence, we have lost the fear of God. When working for God becomes more important than our relationship with God, we have lost the fear of God. When we identify more in our giftings and talents than in the God who gave them, we have lost the fear of God. When we believe that the gifting from God is more important than the character of God, we have lost the fear of God. And sadly, when we no longer feel the need to pray, meditate on His Word, and fill our hearts with His presence and intimacy, we have lost the fear of God. As R.T. reveals, there are many ways pride is displayed, and often unwittingly embraced. But two things are certain. A lack of the fear of God invites the onslaught of pride into our lives, and we are experiencing a significant drought of the fear of God in our culture today. John Paul Jackson, author of Unmasking the Jezebel Spirit and Needless Casualties of War, founder of Streams Ministries International. Preface. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I would write a book on humility. I have to be honest with you. This was not my idea. The working title of the book you are now listening to was called Pride, The Sin No One Admits To, a follow-up to my book on jealousy, The Sin No One Talks About. But my esteemed publisher wanted to change the title of the book on pride. They assured me that not one word was changed from the original manuscript that was about pride. When they came up with the present title, The Power of Humility, I laughed out loud. But they were serious. When I realized this, I pleaded with them to use any title but that one. And yet, ironically, it was my pride that did not want to call this book The Power of Humility.